Cadillac Jack and Dallas. Kix 101.5.
There are different ways that your favorite Kix 101.5 country stars appear on the morning show. Sometimes in the studio, like Kix Brooks last week. Reba dialed in last week. Sometimes we call them, like I did Justin Moore last week. Sometimes it's called a satellite tour, where they are just plugging in a country artist station after station after station, and you get 6 minutes, as was the case with David Nail. This is kind of a peek behind the kimono, a peek behind the curtain of what happens during your morning show. We are waiting for David Nail, our turn to get 6 minutes with David Nail, who sings whatever she's got.
Let It Rain, Red Light,
Nights on Fire. So we're waiting, very patiently, mind you, for David Nail. And it didn't take long for Cadillac Jack to put his foot in his mouth. I was looking at photos of his wife online when we were connected to David Nail, and I didn't know that David Nail
was connected
and listening. Hey, how is he? Is he in a good mood?
Yeah, he's in a very, very chipper mood. He should be on momentarily.
Okay, well, we'll lead lineup. Thanks, Chris.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
She's pretty. I'd like to have to give her a shot every day. Is that his wife?
Yeah.
Oh,
she is pretty. You know, if we ever go through that procedure again, you can come over every morning and give her the shot. It's not in a very, you know, glorified area. It's just right in the
so
you don't really see anything.
Well, so many people, David Nail, struggle with the struggle that you and your family had, and that's infertility. Where were you when you got the call or the text, or were you at the doctor's office when you found out that you had
two
on the way?
Well, we didn't know two until a few weeks after we knew that we were pregnant, and it's, you know, one of these things where they have all these different ways of testing and checking levels and stuff. And I actually had come off the road one day and walked into the house, and there was a little Nike bag there with baby shoes, and the pregnancy test was in the shoes, and my wife has it videoed. It was not an Oscar-winning performance. I literally looked at her and was like, huh? You know, it was one of those things, you know, you wait so long and you try so hard, and I think there is, you know, human nature just to kind of believe that it's probably not going to happen. And so, you know, when we got the news, we were elated, and, you know, obviously we have seven-month-old twins now, and it's just every day is a journey.
I'm looking at photos of your beautiful wife, Catherine, and the kids right now. You're absolutely blessed.
My wife is a wonderful woman, has definitely been a trooper, but I am blessed. It's been a dream come true. All those cheesy cliches that you swear you're never going to say when you talk about your kids, but it really is an amazing experience for sure.
Visiting with David Nail, it's Cadillac in Dallas, Kix 101.5. The moment that you walk in the front door, David, and you see him, that smile, that smell, the smell of a baby. I don't mean after, you know,
a poop or anything.
No, not like that. I just mean babies have this beautiful, wonderful smell to them.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, I think that, you know, this morning at 3:30 in the morning, my son woke up guns ablaze, and he actually stayed up for an hour or so. And so anytime that you feel that frustration, or you get upset, or you're, you know, sleep deprived, they have a way of looking at you where, you know, everything just kind of melts away, so to speak. And you know, you just realize how blessed you are. And, you know, life changes forever, but it's a wonderful experience, and obviously one that we waited a long time for, and so certainly don't take it for granted. And you notice all those things, and, you know, it obviously kind of welcomes you home, especially, you know, that's one of the coolest things about being, you know, gone. I guess if there is a cool thing about being gone, it's being able to come home and see the changes, but yet see the familiarities, and you know, it's just a dream come true.
Do you take them on the road with you?
No, you know, it's a little difficult. You know, there's some artists that had kids around the same time that we did that are taking their kids on the road, and I won't say any names, Charles Kelly. It's making us look bad.
Yeah.
But there's just no, I mean, I just can't fathom having, especially two, you know.
Yeah, I'm always, one maybe, but two certainly makes it a little bit difficult.
And there's a song on the album for Catherine, right?
Well, there's a few songs. The whole record really, for the most part, with the exception of a few songs, is really built around, you know, my life growing up, where I grew up, how I grew up, and kind of my time in Nashville, kind of my journey to where I'm at. And in regards to that, really, you know, the part the part of that journey where I met my wife and kind of everything we've been through, and then a song about the babies as well. So the record as a whole is extremely personal. I'm very proud of it. Just the feedback's been amazing, and this really feels good.
We're excited for you, David Nail. Fighter is available on all platforms. Download it. Head to Walmart, Target, grab you a copy, and congratulations on everything. We appreciate your time very much, man. We'll see you on the road soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks, David. Take care.
Caddy and Dallas, mornings on Atlanta's number one for country, Kix 101.5.